Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a rainy Thursday morning, June the 25th, 2026, 6:25:26, last Thursday in the month of June, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. And you know, I was thinking this morning as I came in, we've had all this rain, and apparently the warm weather will hit us just in time for the fair. 90-degree weather starts on Monday, and apparently next week it's going to be 95, 96, so on and so forth, just in time for the fair. But I thought, with this morning the way it is, and all of this rain we have, this is the song that was in my head as I was driving in here. As many of you know, I started at a station years ago that had four stations in the same building, and the prominent station in the building was a country music station. So I heard this song quite a bit, and it's a classic, as they say, and I certainly was thinking about it this morning as I was driving in.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. What's a song in this heart of mine? What's a smile on my face every time? 'Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Ooh. All right, so here's the plan this morning. Anytime this show gets boring over the next 2 hours, and God knows sometimes I get a little boring, I'm just going to go to that. If I feel the mood this morning is just going downhill, we're just going to listen to the late Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night. So, we got a little housekeeping to do. We could be back to that song before you know it. Red, White, and You Weekend, America 250, coming up, when is it? July starts July the 16th. Thursday, July the 16th, 4:30 p.m. Downtown's third Thursday goes Red, White, and Blue. Friday, July the 17th, 3 p.m., Etowah's Grand Homecoming, 4 p.m. And if you can find that, good luck for you. 4 p.m. on July the 17th, Homecoming Picnic at the Harding Library and Museum. Saturday, July the 18th, 10:30 a.m., Wreath Laying Ceremony at the Harding Memorial. 12 p.m. OHIO, What a Celebration Birthday Block Party at the Exploratorium. 7:30 p.m., big-time country music recording artist Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives at the Palace Theater. Sunday, July the 19th, 2 p.m., Old Fashioned Ice Cream Social at the Women's Club Home. And 7 p.m., Concert in the Park with United in Harmony at McKinley Park, Red, White, and You Weekend, America 250, coming up later in July. to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the country. Also this morning, when I went through the line at McDonald's, they have July 2026 app offers. Now, this is interesting, but apparently you've got to have the app, okay? Now, July 1st through the 31st, I guess these all run the entire month of July, starting a week from today, 20% off any $10 purchase or more. Okay, that's one thing. $2 for any breakfast sandwich. Well, there you go. You got to read the fine print here. Excludes bagels and steak. Okay, so no bagels and steak for the $2 breakfast sandwiches. $1.99 for a large fry all the month of July. Oh, here's right up my alley. $1 any size soft drink, tea, or McCafe, hot or iced. And then there's some delivery options, but I don't know how many people are doing McDelivery. But those are the big July app offers at McDonald's for 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. So there you are. And we get no money for that. I don't even get a free pop for that. They really should give me a free pop for just advertising that. All right. Okay, so where are we at here as we kick off the morning? Well, we had an interesting conversation yesterday. And phone lines are open if there's anything anybody wants to talk about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I can tell you with all the rain and semi-nice weather that we've been having that my daylilies are all blooming at this point. Which, you know, this weather makes me a little nervous, though, because when the first big gust of wind comes by, the daylilies all blow away, the petals blow away, and they're gone for another year. But right now, they look very nice. So all the daylilies have bloomed. Is anybody finding that your flowers or things of that nature are blooming earlier than you think they might? I think that's very interesting. They are blooming a little early. Not incredibly early. They started last week. But usually it's like right around July 4th or the week after July 4th. And obviously that's not till next Saturday. And they seem to be blooming a little early. Now, there's a story that I've had here for probably a week now that I have not gotten to that I think's an interesting story. Now, maybe you won't find it interesting, but I do find it interesting. At Grand Prairie Cemetery, which I believe is what is also commonly called Brush Ridge Cemetery, they will soon be offering dedicated burial plots. Now, high row plots are $600 and low row plots are $500. Now, I don't know what that means. High row plots, low row plots. Somebody have to tell me about that. But it's green burials, you see. Green burials. This is not your regular burial. Now, this is what a green burial is, if you want to know. Green burial is a natural and environmentally friendly option that focuses on simplicity and allowing the body to return to the earth naturally. Unlike traditional burials, green burials avoid embalming chemicals, concrete vaults, biodegradable caskets, shrouds, or other natural burial containers, or other natural burial containers are used instead. These alternative burial containers are most often much more inexpensive than the traditional casket or vault. Many families choose green burials because it reduces environmental impact while providing a meaningful and peaceful way to honor their loved ones. If you would like to learn more about green burials or the green burial section or have questions about the process, contact the Grand Prairie Cemetery, again, Brush Ridge, off of Route 23. Okay, well, there you go. Green burials now available at Brush Ridge Cemetery. I don't know if the Marion Cemetery does that or not, but I have a lot of relatives buried up in Brush Ridge, and, you know, one day maybe I'll end up in Brush Ridge. But I don't know about this green burial thing. Apparently, it's on the cheap. You know, so immediately it appeals to me because it's on the cheap. But I don't, they don't tell you the exact price there. And I've always felt that when you die, this is not the time to be frugal. 740-383-9944. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Oh, that's a new one on me also, but the high-low is one row has got tombstones are above the ground, and the low are the placker laying in the ground. So high-low, high-low, that's the way they are. They all aren't high, and they all aren't low. High-low, high-low, and they go every other row. So that's about it. I can tell you.
Well, that's very interesting because I've been up to Grand Prairie many times because, as I say, I got a lot of relatives buried up there, and I've never noticed that there was a section for low plots or a section for high plots.
Yeah. Carol's grandpa was up there. He was 101 when he went in the low and high. if you get bored, let's change the music a little bit. Let's go get the one. Raindrops are falling on my head.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a good one. They're riding a bicycle, aren't they?
Who sang that?
I don't know.
That was a very popular number. But what do you make of this? I have not heard this at any other cemetery in Marion, this green burials.
Yeah, that's a new one on me. See, we're getting into the era that everything's changing, and it's going to be difficult for the young and the old both to comprehend, because the young don't know what, like today, is when they started the Korean War in 1950. So people like ourselves, myself and stuff, I would be about around in the sixth or seventh grade. And by that time, there was kids in the school that had brothers and sisters older than them. So maybe they was the youngest in the family, and they had five or six kids in the family, you understand? And some of those older went to the Korean War. And the fellow that I was real good friends with, why, he was there, and he was he could draw artists like that. And I said, hey, Louie, I said, will you teach me how to draw? And he said, yeah. And I said, man, I said, you can really draw. Can you draw an army tank? And he said, I sure can, because his brother was in the Korean War, see? And he showed me how to do that with the turret on it and the track on the wheels on that. And I learned to do that, and I can't even, I'm the worst artist you ever seen. But I could draw one of those tanks, and the teachers would come around the classroom and check and see what you're doing, you know. And some of them would ask me, they'd ask me a hell of a lot of questions, why I was doing this and why I was doing that. I had some pretty good answers, but they didn't like it. But I said it was a war tank, and that's one thing about the change of everything today is I can't even tell you what the commercials are on TV, Scott. They read those stuff off, and then they read another off. You can't even read the commercials that go by. You're noticing that?
Commercials are very different.
And another thing is the weather report, since we got rainy weather today and talking about raindrops. I never seen what I've watched in the last, maybe a year. Maybe it started a year, maybe a little later. There's thousands, if they go all over the country like this, of weather people. They come and go every other day, and they don't never come back. What's the deal on that?
You know, it's interesting. I have no idea what's going on
there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You've seen what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the different faces, and a lot of women give weather forecasts today.
Well, I have an idea as to why that is, but I don't think those stations would ever admit to it. Now, there are a lot of women who are very qualified to do that, and I'm glad to see that they're doing that.
Women are qualified to do anything on planet Earth a man can do.
Absolutely. But do you ever notice, and I don't even know if they do it anymore, but in the morning, the traffic reporters always used to be these very young women. And they didn't really know anything about traffic reporting, but there was this idea that if you had a nice-looking younger woman on your broadcast, that maybe more people would watch. And I think that's what... I think a lot of that's going on. I don't know if it's true or not, that it does help your ratings, but that's one thing that's going on.
Well, I think we're getting older, and the younger women, they are pretty, and they are good-looking and everything like that. But I think here's the deal on the man and the woman. They've always, men and women's been equal in my life. They can do many, many things and everything. But here's the drawdown on the younger and older. Some has been taught better than the other, you know. And that's where the secret is. And like in radio, older people, and you've been around in radio, so you can verify this statement or not. You was taught how to do this and how to do that and this. And today, they can just go in there and, what they're supposed to say is on another plate, and they're reading that. You think that they're got that all memorized and stuff. Or they got the phone down here where you see their eyes glancing down. A lot of them can't do it just right offhand, you know. That's almost an impossibility. They got some other device that's letting them do it. So they don't have to really think and do it like they did in the older days. So
that's true. Hey, and
I'm probably all wet, so I'll get off.
No, hold. We got a message from Mary, who's out there listening this morning, who says raindrops keep falling on my head. Was B.J. Thomas?
Okay, who was on the bicycle riding it, and somebody on the handlebars, Mary?
Yeah, that's right, Mary. Let us know.
Yeah, I think so. I thought it was Redford or one of them guys, but it was. I just loved that when you seen him riding down there, and maybe I'm on a different thing. Carol's the one that the movie star buff, but Audie Murphy, buddy, that's Audie Murphy. Was talking about the war and stuff like that, and presidents and stuff. And we always wanted a thing that was on our bucket list when we was traveling with our two sons. Our family always went wherever we went, and we've been all over the United States and stuff in an automobile and stuff. But we was going to stop at Audie Murphy's museum, and I wanted to see that, but I don't think we're going to get to see that. But Carol was watching Audie Murphy the other day. He is a big war hero when you talk about the Korean War and stuff.
He absolutely was, and a big-time movie star.
Oh, boy. And maybe I've told you this before. I love telling it because Carol tells me this. I know I told it not too long ago. When you watch Audie Murphy, if he's in the bar on the cowboy show and stuff, he gets a glass of whiskey or something. He puts both hands around that glass when he drinks and stuff. And they said that Randolph Scott, she told me about him. He's got a little pinky ring on his finger, and he's got a horse with a white mane and everything. He rides the same horse in all his movies. So maybe he was a movie stars, they have all kinds of land and money and stuff, and maybe he liked a lot of horses, and maybe that was his favorite horse of his own. So, yeah, movies and stuff, reading novels and stuff and everything like that, you always learn something from them, you know, if you get the knack of it. But, well, I carried on enough, so I'll get off of here. If you want me to say anything else, well, I'll call you again.
Yeah, please do. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, well, you know, I'm nothing if not a glutton for requests here. So here's a little bit of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, B.J. Thomas. Here you go.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling
soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Well, there you go. Raindrops keep falling on my head. BJ Thomas here on the morning show. Again, phone lines are open if there's anything you'd like to say this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we know one thing for sure, is that if you get a green burial up in Brush Ridge at the Grand Prairie Cemetery, that raindrops will not be falling on your head anymore, because you'll be under the ground. Now, I don't get this green burial thing. You know, it feels to me like cremation. Now, I understand that I'll be dead. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's not a time to be frugal. I just want to be whole. And I don't understand this green burial thing. You know, just put me out with the we can't put me out with the recycling anymore. Well, I guess you can drop me off down at the city garage or whatever it is. Okay, 740-383-9944. Okay. Oh, I did have another story this morning that nobody has anything to say about green burials. Well, if you do, let me know. 740-383-9944. I think that's an interesting topic. Now that it's come to Marion at the Brush Ridge Cemetery, I don't know if other cemeteries are offering that or not. I know that Marion Cemetery, because I pass the cemetery every morning driving over here, I know they're offering some kind of deal on plots right now. Buy your plots when they're on sale. That's a good tip. Okay, Vivek Ramaswamy, he's running for governor on the Republican side, and I can tell he's getting a little rough around the edges as we're getting closer to the election, because now he's starting to call Dr. Amy Acton Dr. Lockdown. He's got a nickname for her, Dr. Lockdown. He was at one of the county fairs yesterday. I think it was Piqua's county fair. If I'm wrong about that, somebody will tell me. But he's going around to the county fairs, you know, to show he's a regular Ohio type of guy. And, you know, he likes the county fairs, and he'll probably have a fried Twinkie or whatever it is you do at the county fair. Maybe he'll be at our county fair next week. But in any event, he calls Dr. Acton Dr. Lockdown now. So I've seen all these ads recently that are running about this governor's race, and it seems to me that that's where Vivek is going. He wants to pin the lockdown on Dr. Acton, so he's going to call her Dr. Lockdown, and that's what these ads seem to all be focused in on. Does anybody think this is a good idea, Dr. Lockdown? Does that affect the votes at this particular point? You know, the pandemic was, what, 2 or 3 years ago now? I don't know if people really... I guess you'd have to figure out, do people remember that very well? I don't know. And I don't know if people associate her with it in a big way. 740-383-9944. You know you're getting close to an election when people start calling names, you see. That's how you know it's right around the corner. People start calling the names. Okay, well, what else have we been talking about this week on the show? Well, we had the interesting call yesterday about the CHIP program, which apparently helps people do some home repairs, also might pay your rent, so on and so forth, find you housing. And our caller yesterday said that the person that she had talked to said that Marion County, Marion City had not applied for the funds for the CHIP program. And I don't know that we've gotten a real good answer on that, but that's where the story stands at this particular point. But there could be a good reason for that. I don't think it's any negligence or any nefarious reason that the city would not apply for that. It could have been the money amount. Could have been a lot of the things that we talked about yesterday, the reason they didn't apply for it. I don't know. And maybe they'll say they did apply for it. Not sure. Not sure if they meet all the requirements or not at this particular point. So that was a big conversation on the show yesterday. And, you know, I think with this rain, you would be surprised how much talk there is online and how much talk there is about this siren issue in Marion. You know, last night I was around a few people. I was in a group of people, and I left the room for a second, and I came back into the room, and what were they talking about? They were talking about the sirens, and they were talking about the possible loss of the sirens. You know, I don't know what people feel about person-to-person on this thing, the emergency alert sirens, but I'll tell you, people are interested in that topic. And I think the Marion Star did do a story on it today. I don't have access to that story because I do not subscribe to the Marion Star, but I did see the cover of that story as I was going through the morning periodicals. And that one hits people very strongly, the emergency alert siren. I don't know why. Obviously, the Star has done a story on it. We have talked about it all this week. The group I was with last night were talking about it when I left the room. There's something about these sirens that are of great interest to a lot of people. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on that? Why they are of interest? Why people are so annoyed? You know, it could very well be that it's not so much about the sirens, that it's about, again, losing services. It could be that. I think people are not very happy about the idea of losing services. I don't think people see this as an upgrade to get this technology that will call you on the phone. And I think ultimately that might be the problem with this whole siren issue. But that's just what I am getting from people. Okay, from one of our listeners out here this morning, giving nicknames is like old orange face. Well, that's from one of our listeners out there this morning, so there you go. And from another one of our listeners this morning, if that's the worst thing they can think of for smear campaigns, that speaks pretty highly of Dr. Acton. Okay, so there you go. A lot of praise this morning for Dr. Acton out there. And not so much for Vivek Ramaswamy. So I don't know. Dr. Lockdown seems to be the thing Vivek is trying to pin on Dr. Acton. As we head into the fall, and with our listeners this morning, that is not a popular choice. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour here. I really don't like the name calling. Now, we will all say we don't like the name calling, but it always continues, and it must work in some way, or else people wouldn't do it. So I guess that's what we have to deal with. I think these two candidates for governor, it's very hard to run against either one of them. Because none of them, either one of them, has ever been elected to any office. So what record are you going to hit? I mean, you can hit what choices they've made in life, I guess. But they're not elected officials. They've never been elected officials. So I don't know how you attack their record. I mean, I guess you can go back with Dr. Acton to her job as the head of the health, whatever her title was, under Mike DeWine, but I don't know. That Dr. Lockdown and so on and so forth, you know, can't we just have a nice election without people going crazy, calling names, doing things like that? Weren't we taught in school that you shouldn't call names? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to mention it again. I think that the Prospect Park is a tremendous place. And if you have not been over to the Prospect Park, I think you ought to go over there. It is a beautiful, beautiful park. They have kept that up immensely in a nice way. Beautiful baseball fields, press boxes, a great veterans memorial, nice restroom facilities, shelter houses that are all very nice. Tremendous, tremendous job being done over there in Prospect with their parks. I think that is such a nice thing. And this is what I have said for a long time. See, here's the problem. In Marion, and I'm sure other places, but this is where we live, so this is where we're going to talk about. One of the issues is, it doesn't seem as if the generation that followed, the generation that is departing and has departed, is really doing what that generation did. I think there were a lot of people from that generation who really took on projects like parks and programs and historical societies and things like that. They were big members of these organizations, and they really tried to raise funds for them, and they really gave their own money to these organizations. And I'm not sure if the current generation, or even the generation ahead of the current generation, was so much interested in doing that. I think they were interested in going to work. I think they were interested in making money. And I think that's what they did. And then they retired, and they enjoyed their life. And nothing wrong with that. But I think there were a great group of philanthropic people who took that money and gave a lot of it to helping expand things that needed expanding. You know, you look around Marion and you can see who the great philanthropists were. You know, the Guthrie Room at the Historical Society is Madge Guthrie. The Hamilton brothers, Oliver and Merle, that's how we got the Lynn School here in Marion County. One-room schoolhouse that people can go and visit. The May Pavilion up at the Palace. That's Al and Ingrid May. You know, a lot of things like that were done through philanthropy. And I don't know, you know, who are the big philanthropists now? It seems like everybody's much more interested in making money instead of giving back to the community. I don't know why that is, and maybe it'll change. And by the way, I just want to say that's not a blanket statement. That's not saying that nobody does it, because I'm sure there are people who do it. But it's not as big as it was. Trello Romine gave a lot back to the community. There just was a great, great group of people that did that. And I don't know if anybody can tell me who those people are in this generation. George Brown certainly did that. All right, we've got another comment from a listener here this morning. If you can't run a campaign without dragging the other side, that suggests you don't have enough of a platform to gain voter support and confidence. Well, I don't know if that's the case with Vivek Ramaswamy or not. I don't know if he's got a platform. You know, he says some stuff. You know, I think he wants to get rid of, what is it, income taxes? Is that the thing he wants to get rid of? I don't know. You know, maybe that's not hitting a chord with people like he thought it would. Should mention, phone lines are open again. Would love to hear from you this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So we've got a few topics on the table here this morning. We've got the gubernatorial race between Vivek Ramaswamy and Dr. Amy Acton. What do you make of the nicknames like Dr. Acton and going around to the county fairs? We've also got philanthropy. You know, do you think people are giving back to their community as much as they once did? I know people are not joining service organizations like they once did, but maybe that's a bygone thing. I don't know. What do you make of the green burials now available up in Brush Ridge, Grand Prairie Cemetery? A lot of stuff going on. A lot of interesting things to talk about. And, of course, anything involved with the government is always fair game here. We always like to talk about the government. The emergency alert sirens, flock cameras, end of recycling. You know, that's something else people were talking about last night. The group of people I was with was the end of curbside recycling on July the 5th. I guess that ends. So there was talk about that. So again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, last night was a great night. Did anybody take a nice stroll over to the Prospect Park and see all the great stuff going over there? I don't know. Okay, now we're getting another message here this morning. Green burials are long overdue, a step in the right direction. Well, as I said at the start of the program, I am not against the green burials. Apparently, it's cheaper, and apparently it is available now in the Grand Prairie Cemetery. But, you know, here's the thing. I just don't, much like cremation, and I'll put cremation in this category too, because that's cheaper than the full burial. I don't know that this is something that I would want. To me, it looks a little rough. You know, I don't know. If you want to biodegrade and go back into the earth, that's okay. I think that's nice. But I'm not sure that it's for everybody. I think there's just a little... You know, when I'm dead, I don't know. Who knows? There's something about it that just hits me a little wrong. Now, again, if you want to do it, that's fine. I think that's fine. But, see, I like the idea of just the old wooden box that they throw you in and put you in the ground. But I was told that they don't really do that anymore. But this green burial thing seems like the old wooden box thing. I don't know. You know, it just seems a little earthy to me. It seems a little earthy to just want to biodegrade. You know, what if, you never know when somebody's murdered and they got to dig up the body to see if the person was murdered. And I don't know with these green burials if people can dig up the body and see if you were murdered. See, if you got to do that. You got to have that sort of thing going on. All right, so from somebody else out there this morning, you won't know the difference once you're dead. Well, of course I won't know the difference once I'm dead. Well, I guess you never know. I might know what's going on. You never know. And by the way, with the new technology, with all that AI stuff, I might be here forever. You never know. See, that's the way it goes. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I'm getting a message from somebody out there this morning as well. You've got many enemies? I guess it's a question. As far as I know, I don't. But see, you don't really know that you have enemies until somebody comes up behind you and, you know, hits you over the head with a frying pan or something, a skillet. Then you know you've got enemies. See, I don't think you ever really know if you have enemies. I don't think a true enemy ever really lets you know that they're your enemy. It's kind of like that old Brutus and Caesar complex. You know, they pretend to be your friend right up till they put the knife in your back. Didn't somebody else do that in history? Big name in history also put the old knife in the back. But I'm not, the green burial thing, you know, if you want to do that, that's okay. Apparently, you can go high or you can go low on that, and you can get buried up in Grand Prairie. I want to be in a cemetery where I know people. Now, I know that sounds irrational, but, you know, I don't want to be with strangers. You know, I think that's a bad idea. You got to know somebody in the cemetery. You got to know what's going on. You got to have people around. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. On this rainy Thursday morning, 64 degrees and rain here in the Marion area at this particular point. Last Thursday in the month of June, looks like July is going to bring in warmer temperatures. It's going to be a thing as we finally get well over 90 degrees next week as we head into the county fair. Won't that be a lot of fun? And again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Don't be quiet this morning. Feel free to weigh in. Say you like the Green Burials, you don't like the Green Burials, so on and so forth. Whatever's on your mind. Green Burials. Who would have ever thought? We've got to be... See, now here's a question I have about the Green Burials, okay? So let's say they bury you, and they put the tombstone up, and you biodegrade, or whatever happens. You know, you go back into the earth. Well, isn't the headstone still there? Didn't you already buy the plot? I mean, do they give that to somebody else when you're totally gone? I mean, are we really saving space here in any way? Because if your tombstone is still there, your marker is still there, or whatever it is, I what makes the difference if you biodegrade or not? I don't know if that makes any sense. I don't think they're going to take down your tombstone. I don't think they're going to give your plot to somebody else. I don't know. I think there are flaws here. And why does there have to be a special section in the cemetery for Green Burials? Is this like the environmentally safe section of the cemetery? Well, we were all ecosystem people. We were all green. And the other section is not the green people. They weren't for the ecosystems. You know, see, there's a hierarchy. There's a class system even in the cemetery. Once you're dead, there's still a class system going on. These are the people who like recycling. These are the people who didn't like recycling. You see, it's never solved. We've got a whole nother hour to come up here on the program. Phone lines are open. Stay tuned. We'll talk more about all this and a whole lot of other things. But I think this is a proper way to close out hour number one. It's the way we started. It's the way we're going to close it out. And we'll be back right after this. Don't you dare go away.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine. Puts a smile on my face every time. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy too with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WN.